From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a congratulations in Myanmar. Myanmar President Thein Sein has congratulated opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy party for their apparent landslide victory in this week's parliamentary elections. The latest results from the country's election commission show the NLD has claimed 179 out of 216 seats, or more than 80% of the results announced so far for the lower house of parliament. Russia is circulating a plan for ending the Syrian civil war. The plan calls for a new constitution to be drawn up within 18 months, followed by presidential elections in 2017. Syrian opposition groups reject the proposal, saying the plan is aimed at keeping President Bashar al-Assad in power. Western diplomats said it appears Russia will try to advance its proposal Saturday during the next round of international talks on the Syrian crisis. Rival al-Shabaab factions fought Wednesday in Somalia. It's the latest sign of a split in the group as to whether it should align with al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. Residents say the violence occurred when a group of al-Shabaab fighters attacked the hideout of a pro-Islamic State faction. The fighting near Sakau in the Middle Juba region killed 9 fighters and wounded 8. A group of more than 60 leaders from Africa and the European Union are meeting Wednesday and Thursday in Malta, trying to bolster their response to the current migration crisis. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled to Europe this year, and more are on their way. The EU says the summit will focus on addressing the reasons why people are leaving their home countries, better organizing migration channels, and boosting protections for migrants. This is VOA News. The European Union published new guidelines Wednesday for labeling products made in Israeli settlements, a move Israel blasted as discriminatory and politically motivated. The guidelines, drawn up over several years by the European Commission, require Israeli producers to explicitly label farm goods and other products sold in the European Union that come from settlements built on land said to be occupied by Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the European Union should be ashamed of its decision, comparing it to the Nazi boycott of Jewish businesses before and during World War II. A new agreement by 160 countries allows satellites to track civilian airline flights. Representatives of a conference hosted by the United Nations International Telecommunication Union in Geneva agreed to improve the current flight tracking system that relies on ground-based radars. Afghan security forces fired warning gunshots to disperse demonstrators after some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace Wednesday in Kabul. The group was protesting the beheading of 7 civilians, allegedly at the hands of the Islamic State group. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The victims were members of the minority Shiite Hazara ethnic community. They were kidnapped by IS insurgents more than a month ago, and authorities found their headless corpses Sunday in the southern Zabul province. The violence sparked outrage across Afghanistan, leading to the massive protest rally. The demonstrators carrying the coffins marched through the streets of Kabul despite heavy rain and cold weather before gathering in front of the presidential palace. The protesters chanted anti-government slogans and demanded President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah step down. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has sworn in a 36-member cabinet that includes himself as the country's Minister of Petroleum. The ceremony Wednesday in Abuja came more than 5 months after Buhari was inaugurated on May 29th. UN human rights experts are urging the Iranian government to stop its alleged intimidation of journalists before parliamentary elections next year. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said Wednesday Iranian authorities should stop arresting, prosecuting, and harassing journalists and online activists. President Vladimir Putin says Russia's military modernization does not mean the country is going to become involved in an arms race. Speaking at a meeting in Sochi with arms industries officials, Putin described the ongoing upgrade of Russia's military as simply a matter of catching up after the armed forces and defense industries were chronically underfunded in the late 1990s and early 2000s. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.